sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Here to my left is Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
Do you know I'm doing dandy today?
Good.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's been a good week and looking forward to another good week.
Well, you know, I noticed you are looking tan. Have you been out in the sunshine?
Well, I took advantage of my house in Florida. Yes, I did. And the beach that is steps away and the fishing boat that is huge, and we caught a lot of fish.
Okay, so did you go out far enough where you couldn't see the shore?
Yes, oh yes.
Yeah, I've done that once.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit disorienting to me.
Oh, look at the horizon and watch the end of your pole for a bite.
Always on the bright side of life, Becky. I love it. So we are here today with our special guest, John Hendricks from Robbins Roofing. John, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Great to have you here. We're going to be talking about roofing and roofing issues and all sorts of things surrounded around that. So if you want to call in and be a part of the show, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000 for your roofing questions. Now, roofing is always such a major issue.
Well, a roof costs a lot of money, which is why it's a major issue. And if it is not waterproof and waterproofs the structure under it, is going to cause a lot of inconvenience. Nobody likes getting up, walking through the house in their socks and hitting a wet spot, right?
That's exactly right.
That's about the grossest ever, right? We do want you to call in. We'd like some calls and just ask questions that you wish you could ask a roofer.
Mm-hmm.
And John's going to answer us honestly because he's part of Robbins Roofing. And so, John, I'm just going to ask you for some of your observations recently that you think would be interesting.
Okay, Becky, there's been quite a bit of changes, at least in the last couple of years, concerning different types of coverages that we think was once automatically included in the policy, which now you have to buy back in. For example, building code upgrade coverage. That's no longer automatic. You've got to buy it back and make sure you have it in your policy. Building code upgrade would apply if you needed to have it upgraded to the current building code. Right now we're seeing a lot of that with solid sheathing, application of drip edge, ice and water shield, just several changes.
Okay.
If you don't have the coverage, then it's not going
to
pay for it.
So we're really talking insurance as opposed to roofing right here.
Well, it's part of it.
As it relates to it, because most of the time you're hoping that your insurance coverage will pay for to put you back in the same shape you were in to start with.
Absolutely. And if we know those coverages going in, then we're not surprised when we do have a claim.
Kind of what are you seeing on deductibles?
It's, 10 years ago, we may have had $250 or $500 deductibles. Just this year alone, we've seen deductibles upwards of $27,000, $12,000, and the low average right now is about $2,000.
Yeah, well, that would be low average, I would think.
Because
many times, instead of a dollar figure, which is historically what we've had on insurance deductible, was like $1,000 deductible, $2,500 deductible. Now you're seeing a percentage of the insurance coverage, like maybe real common is 2% of the coverage.
Yes, 2% up to 5% we've seen.
So if you're house is insured for, maybe you're say it's insured for $400,000, and you could probably sell it for about $320,000, because insurance coverage is almost always higher because it's a replacement value. So your deductible on that on a very typical policy is likely to be about $8,000.
Easily.
Deductible.
Yes.
Yeah, so that makes it really hard.
It is, and we do see a lot of people that are very surprised that they have that 2% deductible. They don't know it until they have the claim. If we know it going in, we know what our coverage applies to a particular claim, then we're informed and it's understandable. But it's just, if you have the communication with your insurance company and with your agent and you actually read the information that they provide to you, then you're not going to be surprised when you have a claim.
Right. I wanted to bring in a lender to this conversation.
NMLS number 196-895.
It's our money men from SWBC Mortgage, Matt McLean and Dean Riddell. Matt's with us this morning. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Doing well, Mark and Becky. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I wanted to ask you, Matt, well, let me ask you about insurance coverage, because when you have and roofs, I mean, when you put a mortgage on a home, what kind of requirements are there that it has a roof that's doing its job that isn't leaking?
Yeah, so, you know, roof issues can typically be identified a couple ways, well, really two or three, sometimes through you and the work that you and Mark do working with your clients. I know you always encourage the home inspection, so that's one way. And there are even times where an appraiser will recognize a roof issue and either want an inspected or want a roof inspector to come out. So, yeah, I mean, the roof has to be, I'm not sure the term I'm looking for, but it can't have the issue.
In.
Yeah, exactly, Becky, you're right.
So, and how about insurance coverage? What kind of deductible will you allow? Do you get control over that? Like if my debt-to-income ratios barely fall into the acceptable category and my credit score is acceptable but not really, really high, and I want to get a 5% roof deductible on my insurance policy because it's cheaper to buy insurance like that.
Right. Right.
Do you allow that?
We don't allow 5%. We actually will allow up to a 3% deductible, but not a 5%.
Because you've got to have
reserves. The very reasons I think you were just discussing. You know, that's a sticker shock to a client when they have to file a claim.
Well, and you don't have the $12,000 in your bank account.
Exactly.
Because
right.
You've just gone out and bought new appliances for your new home, and that third car garage was just sitting there empty, so you had to buy another car. So
right.
So you need to think about whether or not you can really cover the deductible when you take out your insurance policy, because roof issues in Oklahoma are a real thing.
Yeah, it's not if, it's just when. You're exactly right.
Exactly.
If you want to contact Dean Riddell, Matt McLean at SWBC Mortgage, you can give them a call at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and you'll see it right there.
And we're going to be talking with John Hendricks from Robbins Roofing when we come back after our break. And we're going to be talking a little bit about, John, I'm going to ask you, be thinking about this. I'm going to ask you about, can you upgrade or can you downgrade when your roof gets destroyed and it has to be replaced? You want to go back with a different type of shingle.
We'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking with John Hendricks from Robbins Roofing, and kind of connects into insurance. And last week we talked with Brad Russell from State Farm Insurance was our guest. And if you want to go back and listen to that program again, you can go to the iHeart radio app or anywhere that you subscribe to podcasts and just type in Becky Ivins and it will pop up. You can subscribe. You can listen to that conversation. And if you want to join today's conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000.
Okay. Are you ready, John? You've got a caller ready to ask you a question.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi. I have a question about the hail damage and roofing problems from the March storm.
April 28th?
On a refinance, we've had the insurance company said that we needed a new roof, but had roofers out that said we didn't. So can we refinance without getting a new roof because the insurance company initially said we did need one?
That's probably going to be more of a lender requirement.
The lender can require that the house is going to withstand the mortgage, basically. They can make requirements of ventilation on your roof. They can make requirements of maybe you've got the boots, the plumbing boots that come up through your roof are rotten because our Oklahoma sun's pretty brutal. Sometimes they make a requirement that you repair or replace your roofing. And the mortgage company that's lending you the money has the right to do that.
Okay.
Now.
So the roofer, we had several roofers out just because we were curious why the insurance company's inspector said we needed one, but the roofers didn't. Is it because they didn't have time to do our roof, or what would be the reason for that?
Well, I think I can answer that for you, and that's because they go by a map. And, John, you can probably address that the map that shows where the hail strikes were.
Correct. Most of us have a significant weather-related app that's going to document like significant wind, hail, the size, duration, things like that. So if you're in that particular zone, then they're going to assume that you would have had, let's say, 2-inch hail, then that's probably going to cause damage. But more importantly,
yeah.
I think what I see is I'll go out and look at a roof sometimes, and I won't see as much damage, but the adjuster goes out there and agrees to total the roof. So it's whoever is inspecting the roof, it's their opinion at that time. In your situation, I don't know that you have to replace the roof, but if you're planning on selling or
refinancing,
it's going to be inspected. And if they find it, then obviously they're going to require that.
Lynn, is your deductible really high?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I don't mind replacing the roof, actually, but just wondered why. And one's roofing out as well, and they said we didn't need a new roof.
Okay, so. We're going to bring up one more thing. Usually, by the way, you've got a reverse scenario to what is typical. Typically, what is it, Mark?
Yeah, typically you have a roofer goes out and says, yes, it needs to be replaced, and insurance goes, no, it doesn't. It's just fine.
It doesn't have enough hail strikes to really qualify for a replacement.
Yeah.
So you might take advantage of that. Now, John, tell us about the one-year look back on the insurance policies because you don't want to wait longer than a year to replace it, or else you're going to be replacing it on your own.
Yes, that's a conversation that we have frequently. When you report a claim, well, a lot of the companies are saying now that it has to be within a year from the date of loss to be reported. Otherwise, they could deny the claim. I've yet to see that, but we are hearing it, and I hear it from adjusters that I meet on roof inspections. But
yeah,
a lot of times
probably we should just go ahead and have it revised.
Well, I mean, you might take advantage of the coverage you have, and then when you go back with a roof, you've got different types of roof you can go back with. Do you want to upgrade? Do you want to downgrade? Do you want to buy a more expensive roof? A designer color? There's a lot of things you can do, because when I replaced my last roof, I had Grand Manor shingles, and Grand Manor is... What's the cost of Grand Manor shingles now?
Probably $400 square.
About $400 a square. That's 10 by 10 area, $400.
Mm. That's just material. So
yeah, I mean, but the thing is, They don't take hail very well, and we do live in Oklahoma. So I chose a roof that cost half as much as the Grand Manor to go back with. Now, I didn't get any benefit from that. The insurance company just saved money. But then I also got to save money along the way because my State Farm policy gave me a 30% reduction in the base price of the policy because it had the Class 4 shingles. And they had just come out at the time with a shingle that looks a lot like the Grand Manor. So my neighbors didn't get upset that I went back with a cheap shingle. I was just going, I was wanting to go with something that would be more hail resistant because, I mean, I'd lived there, I'd lived there about 16 years and had two roof replacements. And that was a lot of trouble and a lot of deductible.
Yeah. You know, you went with a less expensive shingle, but I think that wouldn't really be considered a downgrade because the Belmont's a nice shingle. It's a very good look to it.
Yeah, and so anyway.
I'll have to remember Belmont.
Well, Belmont is, yeah, and I will tell you, it still costs more than the typical architectural shingle.
Yes, because it is a designer series shingle.
It is a designer series, but it does look good. But have you had Robbins Roofing out?
Yes, I did, and they said we didn't need a roof.
There you go. Okay.
Well then, I think I'd recognize your voice. I guess it wasn't me that did your inspection. But we'll be happy to look at it again if you like.
Okay. Right. I will do that. And it's just been terrible here trying to get windows and siding.
Yeah. Yes. Windows are hard everywhere.
Every other house in Norman has boarded up windows. But,
yes.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lynn, for your phone call.
Yes, thank you,
Lynn. Thank you.
Okay. So when you upgrade, when you downgrade, if you upgrade in cost, you pay the extra, right?
Correct. The insurance is going to pay you for what you have for your existing roof.
But
then you decide.
When you're downgrading cost, they didn't pay me for what I had.
They paid you for a more expensive shingle, and you went with a less expensive shingle, so
I didn't make money on it. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Well, and we're not supposed to make money on it.
No, right, I understand. But the thing is that, I mean, the insurance company saved about $25,000 because I chose a different shingle. It cost them out of pocket less money.
Absolutely. And with any subsequent claim, it would be less. But now they owe you for what you have, which would be comparable to a Belmont, a Class 4 high-end impact shingle.
So with those replacements, it's not just the shingles, it's gutter work, it's things that have been damaged by hail, other metal work that's on the roof. Is that correct?
That's correct. The roof and its components, which could be your ventilation, if you've got metal in the valley, your pipe jacks, everything associated with it.
Tell us what a drip edge is.
Now, drip edge is, if you read the building code, it talks about it being a metal drip edge, what we normally would see as a 1.5 by 1.5 inch that goes over the 1x2 on the fascia directly under the shingles. The different insurance companies apply that, they read that same code and interpret it differently. You'll have some insurance companies on a claim to say that the existing 1x2 by definition is drip edge, so you don't need the metal drip edge. Then you have some companies that will pay for drip edge on the rakes but not on the eaves. And then you got some that just, they don't pay any of it. So
on the what instead of the eaves?
The rakes and the eaves. So they'll pay for it on the rakes, but not on the eaves.
Huh. So, but I like it because it looks good, but it actually does provide some weather protection for that 1x2 and the edge of your decking, right?
It does. It will change the appearance somewhat because you're limited on your colors, so it may not match your fascia and your trim colors.
Well, let you and I come up with, just like they did gutters, instead of where they used to all be aluminum gutters and they just looked cheap, and then someone came up with colored gutters that match your paint.
Yes, that are made on site and they're seamless. It's fantastic.
How about doing drip edge like that?
Well, it used to be it would come like what you're talking about, the gutters. It'd be galvanized, and then you'd paint it on site to match.
Oh, so you paint it.
Yes.
Well, let's just make some.
Well, I think there should be a lot more color options.
Okay, I agree.
when Robbins came out and did our roof, I was shocked at the gutter colors. Over like it was a large spool that had to have 50 different colors that you could choose. And
yeah,
and I had to keep my wife away from neon.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like some, she's like, ooh, bright. That'd be great.
Marissa does.
Yeah,
does
she
like
does.
Neon.
She likes a little, yeah. little bling, color. Little color.
Well, that
I
is
like
a special
it.
Order color.
And neon. So we'll be back with more with John Hendricks of Robbins Roofing and your calls on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and John Hendricks of Robbins Roofing. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700.
Or if you forget the number, just go to BeckyIvins.com.
It's BeckyIvins.com. And click on Becky's Favorites.
Yeah.
And it'll be right there.
Yeah. And you're going to find a direct link, actually, into Robbins Roofing. Well,
what's our word of the day?
Our word of the day is rake. R-A-K-E. Now, there's different kinds of rakes, but we're going to talk about a roof rake. The roof is divided into different sections, and they are given names so that you can deal with them and if people know what you're talking about. Most people know what the top of the roof is called. What's the point at the top called, John?
The ridge.
The ridge, okay. And there is a section called the rake. It always angles down, and the term really describes the sloped sides of a gable end. So, you know, you usually don't have gutter there, but I mean that I've Correct. Never seen gutter there.
No, that'd be unusual.
Yeah, because it doesn't because rain. Goes down. Gravity takes it down, not to the side. Well, in Oklahoma, often it does go to the side with our winds, right? But the rake can be flat with no overhang, or it can overhang the gable end like an eave. So a roof rake. So that's a term of a roof. Brought to you by Robbins Roofing. We happen to have Robbins Roofing right here talking to him today. So...
We're talking with John Hendricks from Robbins Roofing. If you want to join in the conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. So, John, we mentioned wind, and we were talking a little bit about three-tab shingles and wind. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Three-tab shingle is the manufacturer is going to provide a wind rating of 60 miles per hour. Which in Oklahoma, that's not even a storm.
So, well, like I said, in Oklahoma, it's Thursday, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. So if we go to a laminated shingle, and then you're going up to, with six nails per shingle, you can go up to 130 mile per hour wind rating. So more than doubling the wind rating. So 6 mile per hour shingle in Oklahoma, probably not going to fare well. And we can see that if you look around. You're driving around, and you can see those three-tab shingle roof, and a lot of times you'll see them missing shingles.
Well, and three-tab, tell us what that actually means. There's a sheet of shingle, right?
That's it.
And it's got three tabs on it, so it's a long, skinny thing.
Lays very flat, so any imperfections in the decking is going to bleed through, so you're going to see it clearly. So from an appearance and performance standpoint, I'd shy away from it if you can. So if you are getting a new roof, the cost difference between the three-tab and then upgrading to a composition or laminated shingle is not so much and be a good investment.
Okay. You ready to take another phone call?
Absolutely.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi.
Hey, do you have a question for John with Robbins Roofing?
Yeah, real quick. I just caught into the program, so I didn't know if it's been answered, but I keep seeing these advertisements on TV about silicone coating instead of re-roofing your roof. Is that for residential or is that just for commercial? And if so, if it is for residential, can you tell us about it and see if is it effective? Or?
Dan, I don't have much experience in that. We don't see that in Oklahoma. On commercial roofing, we do see silicone coatings where it's probably more applicable. I haven't seen it applied on residents, so I don't know what that would look like. I know in our weather, it's going to be subjected to, quite a bit.
Okay.
Well, and the silicone, I think, don't they use that more on metal roofs?
You can use it on metal roofs as a coating. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
And it probably is better than, say, a spray foam type coating in certain applications.
And it kind of, if you have some dings in it, it's going to prevent the rust of a metal roof. And you do have some metal roofing in Oklahoma on the higher end housing just because of the looks of it. So maybe that is something that you could do. We'll look into that. Thank you, Dan.
Yes.
Okay.
And Susan, how about your call? What's your question?
We'll look into that. Thank you, Dan.
Well, Susan, turn down your radio. Susan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us. How can we help you?
Well, I'd like to know, please, do you use hurricane clips in Oklahoma, and if not, why not? And then I can just hang up and listen to the answer.
Well, don't hang up, Susan. We want to have a conversation with you. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Roofers would not use hurricane clips because hurricane clips are something a framer uses.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're straps that go on the roof joist. I've even seen them used on the ends of the purlins of the roof, but they hold the roof onto the structure, which a lot of times you just have a little nails holding that roof on, and the weight of the roof actually holds it onto the structure of the house. But hurricane clips, they don't cost very much, the actual product, but what cost is for a builder to install them, because most builders don't know how to install them, so it costs a lot to slow down and figure out, well, how do you do this, But that's a framer.
Okay, so in other words, then the builder has to be involved in all of this. And so would it be cheaper for insurance if they got involved in this? I know, Becky, you have a home in Florida, and we're from Florida.
Uh-huh.
So we get hurricane clips.
Right.
And so we believe very strongly that they're needed here because it would make a lot of sense to use them in a place that's got tornadoes, same idea.
Well, it's kind of weird, though, because in Florida, you have your wind. When you have really high winds in Florida, it carries rain or moisture, whereas in Oklahoma, it can carry dust. It can carry whatever's in the air, but it's not always rain. And the hurricane clips, I think, are a great application. There's actually, I took a course, I'm trying to remember what that was. I'm forever taking a course on something because I like learning stuff. But you can build a house. I'll tell you what, I am going to ask Jack Warner to come on the show and talk about that, because you can build a house that is much, much more sturdy. Actually, they do clips of the base plate to the foundation, and they do the strapping all the way up on the house. And then there's a website you can go to that, it will show you a house built exactly alike, except one with these measures of the strapping and one without. And, I mean, the one without just kind of explodes from the wind. And they're in wind chambers, you know, so it's controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one lost a few shingles, and that was it.
So, Becky, is hurricane clip something you can add after the fact, or does it have to be done? I'm not familiar at all.
Well, the hurricane clips are onto that. It'd be a hard retrofit.
Okay.
But it could happen. I mean, I don't even know if they have a retro hurricane clip. Seems like they might be able to. But usually it's a strap that goes over a roofing member, attaching to another member of the house, a structural member. So you would not have any decking. Those are put on prior to the decking of the roof. So that would be probably difficult retrofit.
Yeah.
But, I guess if you want to tear your roof off, all of it, you might be able to do that.
Well, maybe when you need Robin's Roofing to re-roof it, maybe it'd be a time.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I will tell you, Susan, that's a very intelligent question, and I really appreciate your participating in the show like that. Call us back sometime, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Susan. We're here with Robin's Roofing with John Hendricks of Robin's Roofing, and talking about decking. And the changes in decking, is that something that you continually see that you have to redeck, or has everything kind of gotten to the new code?
No, we see it every day. There's so many houses that have what we call plank decking. Some people refer to it as 1x8 decking, but your plank decking could be 1x6, 1x8, even 1x12s that the shingles are nailed to. So in 2015, Oklahoma adopted a building code requiring solid sheathing, which most of us see as a half inch or 7/16 OSB being installed directly over the planks.
Are the supplies of those catching back up too? I know that there was a huge supply issue during our kind of season here we've had. Is that getting caught back up, or is it still way behind?
Well, and then the cost. The cost I hear is coming down.
We have seen it come down significantly. I think that the high that we experienced was about $54 a sheet. Last week it was at $26 a sheet.
So,
well, that's good news.
Yeah, but what was it before the hike and everything?
Oh, $7, $8.
$7 or $8, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So now the decking is OSB, and OSB stands for?
Oriented strand board.
Oriented strand board. It looks like the glued together pieces of wood chips.
It is. It's a byproduct.
Yeah. There you go.
So it's, I mean, it's a great product, but it's not a $54 a sheet, I wouldn't think. It would be valued that high.
Right.
So is it, imagine that we're going to come back down or kind of remain where it is, or nobody has a crystal ball?
Nobody has a crystal ball, and part of what we're finding is a lot of people are afraid to bite at those higher numbers, being stuck with it if it dropped, and I think a lot of people did.
Gotcha. Well, we'll be back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
John, what are some of our final thoughts here? We've got about 6 minutes.
Hey, we talked a little bit about the size of deductibles that we're seeing now, but there's also some other things to look at, I think, and that's I just wrote a few things down here, having actual cash value policy versus replacement cost, how important that is, both actual cash value, and a lot of us probably already know this, but when you go to get your roof replaced, your insurance company is going to apply depreciation. So replacement cost allows you to get your depreciation back. Actual cash value, you don't. So then you're going to have to pay your depreciation as well as your deductible just to replace your roof or damaged property. If we are shopping price on insurance, we need to be careful. And what we're seeing in some of the claims are those some policies actually will pay for only the outermost layer of your roof. So if you've got two layers of shingles, you've got two layers of felt, if you need new decking or decking repairs, it's not going to pay for it. That's why it's probably a less premium.
So you need to talk to your insurance agent about the coverage you have.
Yes.
And the what if. So jot these down, go back, and how do they get to the podcast, Mark?
So you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on radio on it. It'll be right across the top of your browser, or if you're on your mobile device, it'll be a little three tab on the right-hand side, and click radio, and there's a link to the podcast right there, and you can subscribe.
Okay. So let's give them a list of things to ask their insurance agent, okay?
Yes. I think first and foremost is replacement cost. Make sure you have that. Know what your deductible is and be prepared to pay it at some point in time, because you probably will. This, like you said, this is Oklahoma. Some policies that we see have a marring exclusion. So typically our claims used to be with our insurance companies. If your gutters were dented, they would replace those. Well, now there are some companies out there that they're not going to replace it. If you have a metal roof, they're not going to replace it unless it's, if it still functions and it's not leaking. The gutters are the same way. They're not going to pay for that. So you may have replacement cost coverage on your roof, but it's not going to pay to replace the gutters. So you're going to be stuck with, well, in some cases, like what we're seeing in Norman right now, they're just, you know, cosmetically, it just doesn't look good. I don't know how you could say, if you were going to sell your house, how are you going to sell it with that?
I would say that a lot of roofing replacements and repairs happen during the real estate sales process, mm-hmm. because a buyer doesn't want to buy a problem.
Exactly. And something, if the gutters, it's so obvious that they're damaged, and then so that would lead someone else, including me, well, what else is damaged? Or what else wasn't repaired?
Right.
But if I can, here's how I'm reading this from an insurance company letter, and I'm not going to name the company, but how they define marring. It means any disfigurement, blemish, discoloration, weathering, or stretching, or the like, of or to covered property, including but not limited to scratching, chipping, cracking, scorching, denting, creasing, gouging, fading, staining, tearing, oxidizing, blistering, or thinning, whether occurring at once or over time.
Wow.
Exactly. So it better have a hole in it. It better be leaking, or they're not going to do it.
Man, okay. So ask your insurance agent if you have total replacement cost on everything, or yes. Actual cash value. That's where they depreciate the value of the item they're replacing. How much is your deductible, and what would it cost to change your deductible? And then the marring exclusion, M-A-R-R-I-N-G, marring
yes.
exclusion for gutters and drip edge. And then ask them about the, do they cover the replacement of the sheathing, the decking?
Correct, your code upgrade coverage. Now, some companies, what we see is they will, when they do have it on the policy, it'll be like 10% of the insured value or 20% of the insured value will apply, as most they'll pay for building code upgrade coverage.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Another question to ask your insurance agent is, how long do they do full replacement, and when does it change to actual cash value?
Right. They don't keep that on there forever.
Correct.
Right. And we're seeing customers are getting letters from some companies that, like, the 10th year.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that may have not reported a claim at that time, now all of a sudden they're going to go ahead and report it just to make sure and see if there is something there.
And just so you know, they didn't offer total replacement cost. It was just actual cash value. Everybody's policy was ACV, and people just dealt with it, but they kept a little bit more reserve in the bank.
Yeah.
So just know what you have, and that's it. Next week, we're going to talk to Ken McBride of Chicago Title, Oklahoma. And we're going to find out what is it, all those papers that you sign at closing.
John Hendricks from Robbins Roofing, thanks for being with us. Thank you, listener, for tuning in on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.